Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I scrapped my plan for this episode because the invasion of Ukraine has my emotions too twisted up for lighter topics. And I say this recognizing that I am watching from a place of safety and privilege that the people of Ukraine do not have. All I can do is wait and pray, along with most of the world. One of the things distressing me, and by all means not the only one, is that in the early hours of their invasion, Russia seized control of Chernobyl, the nuclear power plant that suffered a meltdown in 1986, which exposed many Ukrainian citizens to radiation. The 1,000-square-mile exclusion zone created around the nuclear reactor has, over the past three decades, become an accidentally created nature preserve, where wildlife seems to be flourishing in the absence of people. Now Russian troops are disturbing that delicate recovering ecosystem. So I must pray for the wildlife, too. I invite you to join me in a meditative prayer for peace and safety, which was inspired by and based on Pope Francis's prayer for peace, a prayer from Lynn Caruso's Blessing the Animals, and the peace prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Take a moment to come into your appropriate seat for meditation. After I share the prayer, I'll allow time for silent meditation before I sign off. Please continue longer if you desire. Close your eyes or gaze softly downward. And now bring your attention to your breath. Drop into a natural rhythm of breath. And rest your awareness in your breath as if it were floating on the gentle waves of inhales and exhales. Feel that your breath is calm, like the ocean on a windless night. Calm. Serene. Breath. Let me be an instrument of peace. Turn me away from weapons of war, which only shed blood, shatter lives, and bury hope. Let me be an instrument of joy. Open my eyes to the beauty that surrounds me, the beauty of my fellow humans, and the beauty of all beings. Let me be an instrument of light and shine into the shadows of my own brokenness and into the dark places that separate us, so I see that I am whole and there is no division, only oneness. Let me be an instrument of hope. Bolster my perseverance to keep dreaming of a world where my siblings of all species thrive in harmony with one another. Let me be an instrument of faith and cast aside all doubt that working together, we can manifest a peaceful world. Let me be an instrument of love and offer only love to all beings. I offer love to the waters and to the sharks and the whales and all beings of the waters. May you be safe. I offer love to the skies and the birds and the bats and the butterflies and all beings of the skies. May you be safe. I offer love to the earth and the rabbits and the wolves and the elk and all beings of the earth. May you be safe. And I offer love to my fellow humans. May love break the illusion of separateness and keep you safe. And so it is. acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.